You are now standing in the largest room on the ground floor, the Council Hall of Grigny-sur-Rhône, also called the Dutartre Hall. Today, this is where the town council meets. But in the 17th century, during the time of Jean de Mail, it was one of the chateau's most prestigious rooms. It was most likely used for receptions, banquets, perhaps even balls. And it was also where seigneurial justice was administered. In short, this was a room designed to display power. When Jeanne de Merle purchased the lordship of Grigny in 1626, she was already about 65 years old. For her time, that was considered elderly. She was experienced, educated, and respected. We can imagine that she knew exactly what message she wanted to convey through the decoration of her chateau. Nothing here was left to chance. Look closely at the structure of the paintings. The walls were divided into large panels of bright color, originally a vivid orange framed by pilasters painted in trompe-l'œil as if they were marble columns. At the bottom ran a unifying base. And above, a frieze stretched around the room decorated with small painted medallions. It is within this frieze that the moral scenes were placed. These images come from a book published in 1611, The Nucleus Emblematum by Gabriel Rollenhagen, a German humanist. This type of collection was very fashionable at the time. Each emblem combined an image, a short Latin motto, and a few explanatory verses. Such books circulated widely across Europe and served as tools for education and moral reflection. By reproducing these images on her walls, Jeanne de Merle showed her guests that she understood these humanist codes and wished to give her chateau a truly intellectual and moral dimension. Now stand facing the entrance door, with the fireplace on your left. At the top left, you can see the medallion Ibi Troia, Ubi Helena, where Helen is, there is Troy. The scene shows two men fighting for a woman at her window. This is a reference to Helen of Troy, whose abduction by Paris sparked the war. The text explains, "Where Helen is, there is Troy. A beautiful woman provokes war through her admirers. But you, if you do not wish to suffer Paris's fate, let each man keep his own wife and keep yours." In other words, a warning against adultery and discord. Still on the same wall, but at the top right, is the medallion Constante Fiducia, Constant Confidence. It shows a crowned woman holding a cross and a chalice with Calvary in the background. The text clarifies, "Constant confidence founded in God triumphs over all evil, and guided by Christ under the cross advances joyfully." Here, the message is clear. It is faith and perseverance that allow one to overcome trials. Now, turn around. On the wall behind you, there was another medallion, now badly damaged. Aut mors, aut vita decora, either death or an honorable life. It depicted a man fighting a wild boar. The text read, "One must choose between two, either death or an honorable life. It is shameful to save one's life by fleeing. I would rather die," an exhortation to courage and honor. This wall, facing southeast, has suffered greatly over the centuries. Wind, rain, damp, and heat. That is why the paintings here are far less well-preserved than on the other walls. These three images, though fragmentary today, once formed a true theater of humanist maxims. Imagine the guest of Jeanne entering this hall in the 17th century. They would have been struck both by the brilliance of the colors and by the moral weight of these scenes. Through them, Jeanne de Merle affirmed her culture, her learning, and her authority. She anchored her chateau firmly within the broader artistic and intellectual currents of her time. Now please continue to the Hall of Flowers.